Now, it will be another 5 weeks before COVID restrictions on travel in and out of the island for non-essential reasons will resume, but the toll of waiting for well over a year to fill planes is rising. This week, Stobart Air, as we heard earlier, told its almost 500 workers and Aer Lingus that they would stop operating its regional services with immediate effect because of losses suffered during the pandemic and failure to secure a new buyer. The news comes a month after Aer Lingus announced closure of its Shannon base. Many of the routes operated by Stobart for Aer Lingus will be covered by other airlines this week, but so far not flights between Dublin and Kerry and Dublin and Donegal. Pádraig Ó Céada is founder of Air Aran and Aer Lingus Regional, Stobart Air's predecessors. He was also a member of the Task Force for Aviation Recovery set up last year that reported to government in July. He's in one of our Radio na Gaeltachta studios. Pádraig Ó Céada, good afternoon. Thank you for speaking to us today.
You're welcome, Gavin. Good to speak to you.
Your reaction to the news of the collapse of Stobart first?
First of all, huge sadness and disappointment that it happened. It was, quite frankly, a great company, but because primarily of the COVID, there was no way it could keep operating because of the cash constraints and no money coming into the company and high fixed cost. So I'm not surprised, but I'm upset and very saddened by the news.
Weren't they already in a lot of trouble, as is being reported by our business editor? They changed hands a few times, looked increasingly likely to lose their contract with Aer Lingus when it ran out at the end of next year, and now they couldn't secure a new buyer.
They're all different things. Now securing a new buyer, it's not easy to secure a new buyer in the current aviation climate, and so that's that. In relation to their ongoing operations and so on, yeah, probably I wasn't that close to it, but yeah, things could have been probably a bit better from an operational point of view. But overall, Stobart Air have an incredible staff, very, very good structure. They have 13 or 14 practically new aircraft, and they had formed a relationship with Flybe. And if anything, that relationship with Flybe may well have been an instigator to some of the problems now. So it may not be just that. But overall, they were starting to flying out of Belfast City. They were creating new routes. And actually, I believe there was a great opportunity for Stobart Air going forward if they were able to manage the waves and storms that they're under now.
Who would want to take over the Dublin to Kerry and Donegal flights now?
It's going to be very, very difficult. It's not going to be easy. I do not agree that there are a whole host of airlines out there waiting to go and do this. I believe it's going to be really, really, really difficult, and it will take time. It's not an overnight situation of pressing a button for an airline to go and do this. This could take a year or two or even more to settle it down, because the overall aviation industry is absolutely on its knees, and more so in Ireland than in any other European country.
Emerald Air are reported to be in advanced talks to take over Stobart Air's contract with Aer Lingus. Could they do it earlier, or will Aer Lingus step in to cover these routes?
I don't see Aer Lingus coming in to cover the routes, because first of all, Aer Lingus don't have the aircraft that are suitable for landing and takeoff in Donegal and in Kerry, for example. They will want to put those aircraft to use in areas where they probably make a greater margin, and there's not a great margin on the PSO routes. In relation to Emerald, my understanding is that they're processing their air operating certificate application and so on, so that's not through yet. So there is a fair amount to go for them before they're in a position to actually start operating services. They could be 6 to 12 months down the road, or even further, I'm not sure.
The Minister for Transport, in response, Eamon Ryan, said, "We've provided this sector with huge support to airlines, to airports, wage supports, and that will continue with the reopening of aviation, all going well, on the 19th of July. The sector has been hit very hard, but that's because of COVID. We've had to keep public health recommendations, restrict travel, introduce quarantine, keep variants out of the country, and no one ever wanted to do that." What do you see as the future for aviation here now?
I actually believe, and I'm saddened to say this, that aviation has gone back between 30 and 40 years, gone back to 1918, 1990 times with passenger numbers and so on and so forth. The future for aviation in Ireland is going to be really difficult for the next 4 to 5 years or so. I believe it'll start settling down again at that stage, but I do not see us having the flexibility of routes or the airfares that we had up to now. Airfares, in my view, will increase and increase significantly over the coming 2 to 3 to 4 years. So I think we'll have less flights, we'll have less choices, and we'll probably have increased fares.
Pádraig Ó Céada, thank you very much for speaking to us today.